أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون
Huzur says, all praise belong to Allah, Alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has enabled Jamaat Ahmadiyya France to build the very first mosque here. Huzur is inquiring about the loudspeaker system. Is it working all right? Everyone is listening.
Allah kare.
Huzur says that our prayer is that Allah should make this mosque a very firm foundation for the building of future mosques, and the laws of the country should not obstruct that, and the members of the Jamaat should also continue to have the keen desire of sacrifice, and that should increase in order to build more and more mosques. And for the building of the mosque, not only the keenness and the desire is required, but also that spirit is required through which they can accomplish the objectives of the construction and the building of these mosques. The construction of this mosque has definitely given this lesson to the members of the Jamaat, that if the desire is firm and dedicated, and they are have the keen desire, then at the appointed time, Allah Almighty always removes all the obstacles in the way. This place where this beautiful mosque has been built, although because the height of the minarets, regarding that, the local council, at the complaint of the local residents, they put certain restrictions on the height of the minarets. But at least in this place, with the name of the mosque, we have been established to build a proper mosque and we have been granted this permission. And according to the present need for men and women, men and women have got enough place to offer the Friday prayer. Today, some guests from other places have also come. It looks a bit tight, but according to the need of the local French Ahmadis, this place is quite enough. Inshallah, by the grace of Allah, the height of the minarets, this problem will be overcome with the lapse of time. In this place, as you know, there was a temporary hall previously in which the prayers were being held. The people of the area, majority of them, they used to criticize and object that, so much so that at one time there was a very friendly mayor, very kind mayor, who is otherwise very kind, but he came rather in an angry mood, and he threatened that he is going to impose some restrictions and to demolish this building. But when Allah Almighty wanted to show His grace and mercy, when He changed the hearts of the people, the local residents, then these very people, actually, they also permitted us to build a proper mosque here. Huzur says, rather I remember that this very mayor, who used to have a very good opinion about the community, he came for a jalsa, I was also here, and with great respect, and he came to the stage taking off his shoes and he met me there with great respect. So Allah Almighty molded his heart, and the same person who was stopping us from offering the prayers, and he wanted to demolish that temporary hall where we used to offer the prayer, he has now given us the permission to build a proper mosque. Not only he is ready to give the permission, but all the obstacles in the way, in order to remove that, all those, he has become our helper in this way. And he is continuing to help us in this regard. Allah may reward him and bless him and open up his heart more and more so that he may be able to understand the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. So these blessings which Allah Almighty is showing in favor of Jamaat, and countless blessings are being given to the community, and whatever we are asking for, He gives us even more than that. Yansuruka rijalun nuhi ilayhim min as-sama, that is the wording through which He gives us the satisfaction and comfort. And He not only makes our own people helper in this noble cause, but also puts the same idea into the heart of other people, that they should also become helper of these people. These things make us more grateful to Allah Almighty. And the expression of this gratitude, how can we do that? Its method is that we should be paying more attention towards the worship of Allah. The decoration of the mosque and the care of the mosque, we should be paying more attention to this one. We should be increasing in righteousness and taqwa. Because the highest objective of the mosque is the establishment of taqwa in the hearts of people. Masjid, while on one side He makes us the one who submit entirely to one God, and it should be actually making us like that. On the other side, the rights of other fellow beings, we should also be reminded of those obligations and try to discharge that. So this is the great objective which every Ahmadi should always keep this in his mind. in front of his eyes. As I said, this gratefulness is only possible when we worship Allah Almighty more than ever before. And when we go to his house, that is mosque, then all the worldly thoughts and our imaginations, they should all be left behind. Because this is the house of God. And when we go to his house for this very purpose, that he is the only one who is the sovereign of the whole world, he is Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the universe, and our life and the lives of our beloved one, he is the one who has given them all life, and he is the one who can fulfill all the requirements and needs of our lives. So then, the thought of anything else when we are present in the mosque, in his house, that should never cross our mind. All types of secret, hidden types of shirk, setting up partners with Allah, such thoughts, as long as we have these ideas, then we will be completely abstaining from this thing. Nowadays, the worldly pursuits and the worries of the world and the thoughts of the people, they are always attracting a person, and even during the prayer, these thoughts do come to the people. And in their thinking, in their thoughts, they are completely lost in that. The person is no doubt uttering those words of the prayer, but actually he does not understand what he is doing. When he finishes off the prayer and he says salam on both sides and finishes the prayer, by accepting the imam of the sage, when we make this firm commitment and promise that we will do our best to bring about pious reformation in us, so then the very first thing is that every Friday, not only Friday but every day, we must be offering the prayers with full care and attention. Devotedly and sincerely, we should be going to the presence of Allah. We should go to the mosque, and we should come here with a very clear, focused attention on God. And then we should try to do full justice to the mosque and to the worship that we offer here. And that right can only be discharged in that case. Regarding that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, and I quote, that Allah Almighty has created the human beings for this purpose, that they should perceive God Almighty and know God Almighty. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِنَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have created jinn and ins so that they could worship us. And those who do not observe this real objective of their creation, and day and night they are absorbed in the worldly pursuits, so that I may purchase that piece of land, I may get that property, that house, and I can get hold of that property. So then such people, only this thing that Allah Almighty may give them respite for a few days and then call them back, what else can be done? He says that in the heart of a person, there should be a keen desire of getting closeness to Allah Almighty in the heart of a person, so that he should become a worthwhile thing in the eyes of Allah Almighty, a lovable thing. So the man's nobility is in this one, that he should have some sort of link with Allah Almighty, and the heart is the seat of all everything. And if he worships properly, but the heart is not inclined to Allah Almighty, if the heart is not inclined towards Allah Almighty, then that worship is of no use. He says that now you see there are thousands of mosques, but only this thing is there, that people are offering ceremonial prayers here. This statement of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and this warning is something which should shake us. What expectation does he have from us? And for our reformation and improvement, and in order to establish our link with God Almighty, how with great agony and pain in his heart he is inviting our attention to that. And in order to make us something lovable and valuable in the eyes of Allah, and how restless he is in order to make us like that. So in order to achieve such an objective in prayer, and that should be our objective, and we should do our best, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, only then we will be able to do full justice to the discharge of our obligations in worship and prayer, and also to discharge the responsibilities towards mosque, and we could only become like that in that case. Otherwise, other people are building the mosques, and some of the mosques, so far as their apparent beauty is concerned, they are so beautiful that our mosque cannot compete with them at all. But because those mosques have been built without remaining within the submission and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore they do not have real status. But the beauty of the Ahmadiyya Mosque, which to which Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that cannot be in those mosques, because those people who constructed those mosques, they actually refused to obey the command of Allah and the command of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not believe in the Imam of the age, rather they are opposing him. So they have not believed in that Messiah and Mahdi, the glad news of his advent was given by Allah Almighty. So therefore, now we have built our mosque here, although which is not very big, but as I said, that for the time being, it is good enough to accommodate the needs of the Jamaat here presently. So now with the building of this mosque here, the responsibility of Ahmadis have increased manifold. The attention of the Muslims and the non-Muslims is now to this community, to you, members of the community here. Amir Sahib showed me yesterday a magazine which is published from here with a very big circulation, which has mentioned a brief introduction about the community with reference to this mosque. So with this mosque, while the introduction of the mosque and the community will reach other people, they would also increase in their jealousy. So because of this introduction, more and more opportunities of tabligh will also be there. And in order to have the best results of this tabligh, and also because of the jealousy which these people have, so in order to be protected from this jealousy, the best weapon in our hand is prayer, so that we can be protected and safeguarded against the harm which may come to us because of this jealousy. We have to be very sincerely submitting to Allah Almighty. With utmost humility and humbleness, we should seek divine help. It is Allah Almighty who opens up the hearts of people, and He is the one who can protect us from the jealousy of these people who have this sentiments in their hearts. So with the construction and the building of this mosque, so now you have two or three types of challenges which you are confronting at this time. First is to you have to be more particular in offering your prayers and worship. And for this purpose, you have to be very sincere, coming to the house of Allah five times a day. You have to offer the prayer, and you have to be very particular about it. Whenever you are called for prayer, then without any rhyme and reason, without any reluctance, you should always be coming here. And because the true salvation is actually acquired through worship and prayer, not through worldly pursuits. So in these Western countries, those people who are living here and in this city of France, and those people who are living nearby, and particularly about which this city is mentioned, that because of the worldly attractions and temptations, it is the center of these worldly attractions. So you have to make yourself fully submissive to Allah Almighty, and that will definitely bring lot of love of Allah Almighty to you. You will be able to get that love of Allah Almighty. So with this building of this mosque, you have to set up your high standards of worship. And the second challenge is of tabligh. As on several occasions I have mentioned it before, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam has mentioned in one place that wherever you have to introduce the message of Islam, wherever you want to bring the people to one center, you have to set up a mosque there. And through that, the introduction of the community will be there and more opportunities of tabligh will be made available to you. And as I said, the formal opening of the mosque has not been there, but still one magazine has published the community and the mosque has already published that introduction. So this is only the beginning. And inshallah ta'ala, by the grace of Allah, the ways, avenues of tabligh are going to be opened. And when more opportunities of tabligh will be there, then people will be looking at you. So in order to accept this great challenge, you should get ready. Otherwise, I can say by the grace of Allah, the activities of the tabligh activities in the Jamaat, the results are, mashallah, quite good. But in some sections, they are limited to certain nationalities. Among the Arabs, the result is good, and Arabs have the preference, and they have their right, because they should be given the glad tiding of the advent of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it is the favor of these people that they conveyed the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us and enabled us to become the member of the community of this blessed member of this blessed community, which improved our life as well and also showed us the ways of the life to come. So there is no doubt whatsoever in this matter, in this subject, that all Arabs, that it is our the first and foremost duty to convey the message of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to these Arab people. But we should also remember, along with that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a messenger for the whole of mankind, for the whole world. And this great task in this age and time has been given to the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, that he should try to bring all the people under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is our responsibility to convey this message. And whomsoever Allah Almighty would like to guide to the right path, Allah Almighty will do that. Allah Almighty will make the arrangements for him, make it easy for him to come under the submission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So far as the conveying of the message and to pray for this purpose, that is our responsibility. Because the greatest weapon, the most effective weapon given to the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, is the weapon of prayer, and that has been granted to you. So therefore, never ever, you should not be depending on your in knowledge or your tabligh. The fruits are granted by the grace of Allah Almighty. And in order to attract the blessings of Allah Almighty, the prayers are the most important things. So never ever forget this institution of prayer. And the third challenge, when people will look at you, then you should also keep an eye on your own actions and character and conduct. So because the people you are going to preach, they will also look at our actions and doings. He would watch how do we behave and how do we live our life. He would look at our dealings with other people. He will also see how do we behave and how do we talk and how do we do various things. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that the members of our community should try to become a model for other people. He said that the person who becomes a member of the community and then shows a bad example, and in their belief or practice he shows some slackness and weakness, he is a great unjust person. and a wrong person because he brings the defame to the community and also makes us the target of criticism. With their bad example, people abhor that and they dislike it. And when the good example is there, people are attracted to that one. Some people write to me sometime and they say that although I have not yet joined your community, but some people who are member of your community, I can guess from there that the teaching of this community must be very good. Inna Allah ma allazina taqaw wal ladzina hum muhsinun. Surely Allah Almighty is with those people, those who are righteous and those who are doing ihsan, beautifying their virtues. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty also makes a ledger of the doings of each and every person. And everybody should also make a ledger of his own doings in a day. And one should ponder over it, whether he should think that how far he is moving forward in matters of virtue. If a person is believing in Allah Almighty and he is having a firm faith in Allah Almighty, then he will never be wasted away. Rather, for the sake of that one person, thousands upon thousands of people will be saved. So today, we have to keep an eye on our doings and submitting to Allah Almighty. We have to bring along thousands upon thousands of people along with us, and we have to safeguard these people from heavenly and worldly trials coming their way. And we have to bring them under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to make sure that they are protected from destruction, and also we have to show them the paths of righteousness. So you should not be happy simply with this thing that we have built a mosque here. The believers, each and every step of the believers towards the right path, that actually reminds them about their further responsibilities and guides them to further such paths of progress, and reminds them to increase further in the path of righteousness. And as they improve and go and higher in righteousness, and they become more mindful of that one, and in order to perform their good deeds, and they are able to see more and more paths and avenues of virtue. So this very first step you have taken today, that you have built a mosque today, but the real reward of that will only be achieved at that point when you are mindful of the fact that this action of us is entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty, and we have to do full justice to it. And when you will be mindful of that, then the standards of our righteousness would go on increasing, and our level of our worship will be increasing, and they will be entirely for the sake of Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave the glad tidings to those who are building the mosque that they will be getting a similar house in paradise, he also mentioned, and he mentioned this condition, that that mosque should be entirely for the sake of Allah. Only then the reward will be there. And the mosque which is entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty, in that mosque a person always comes entirely for the sake of Allah Almighty and comes and worships entirely for the sake of Allah. So the construction of the mosque and the building of the mosque and making sacrifices for that, no one should be feeling any pride of that. He should not become proud of that. Rather, his heart should be filled with the fear of Allah Almighty all the more. And one should be praying that Allah Almighty may accept this humble sacrifice on his part. And following the path of righteousness, he always tries to do those things which are pleasing to Allah Almighty, and those which are creating good things for his fellow beings, and not those things which are putting them into difficulty. So today, Hazur says that today that now that the gratitude that you have to express today or which you might be expressing at this time, the best way of that is that you, there should be increase in piety and nobility and righteousness, and all our worship and all our actions, they should be entirely for the sake of acquiring the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And this is what Allah Almighty likes. The verse which I have recited today, in that Allah Almighty has guided us to this very point, that human beings, they should always give preference to taqwa. Allah Almighty has given here the example of the dress. There are two attributes of the dress. The first one is that it covers up your weaknesses. And the second is that it is a means of beautification. The covering up the weakness, the bodily weaknesses are there. Sometimes the dress covers up their physical weaknesses. And because of the effect of the weather, which are on the body, the dress gives you the protection against that. And then the beautiful dress and good dress also it displays the personality of that person. But nowadays in these Western countries, in this country, generally speaking, one can say in the whole of Europe, the dress, they have made it such vulgar and indecent, particularly the ladies' dress, they are so indecent that they are showing their private parts and which are not supposed to be shown, they expose their beauties in that way, through that. Huzur says in summer, this dress becomes displaying type, which is exposing the whole body. So Huzur says that Allah Almighty has mentioned two objectives of the dress which you should be try to fulfill, and then mentioning the libasu taqwa, he has drawn our attention to this thing, that the physical dress is for these two objectives. But those people who go away from taqwa and righteousness, they cannot fulfill these objectives. So therefore, the worldly dress should be linked with these things which are liked by Allah Almighty. And the according to Allah Almighty, the best dress is the dress of taqwa, righteousness. The word rish has been used here. The meaning of this is the bird's feather, that is the literal meaning, which actually beautify the body of the birds. Any bird which is looks so beautiful with its feather, when you pluck those feathers, or those feathers are no longer there because of some disease, then the mere skeleton of the bird looks very ugly. And that is the example of the dress as well. But it's very unfortunate that nowadays the definition of the beautiful dress is that one which is more exposing and which is more displaying the beauty. And this is unfortunately total freedom have been given to the ladies, and even the ladies do not pay any attention to these things. And unfortunately, some Muslims and just one or two Ahmadis sometime here and there, occasionally they have the same sort of thing. And when this modesty is completely ignored, then they go on moving. Everybody should safeguard their sanctity and the righteousness. Only yesterday, a new Ahmadi asked me a question yesterday, that in this society where we are living, there are so many vices and very indecent dresses are there. So how can we protect our daughters from the ill effect of the society? So then I told him that from the childhood, if you establish, instill the respect of the sanctity of your body from the childhood, they should be mindful of the fact who they are and what is required from them by Allah Almighty. And from the age of five, not only from 5 or 6 years, not only from a higher age, but from 5 fifth or sixth year, they should be told about the dress. That whatever dress may be very common around you in society, but your dress should be different from others people because of the fact that you are an Ahmadi. And secondly, because Allah Almighty likes those type of dress which is really properly covering the beauties of the body. And this sentiment should be created among them. Everything they have to do for the sake of Allah. So gradually, when they grow up, this point would be firmly established in their etched into onto their minds. And the another meaning of word rish is the wealth and the means of living the life. Here one should remember, even for that, the quality of taqwa is very essential. In order to get the facilities of life, one should not be doing anything which is wrong, which is not permissible. And no illegal work should be done. You should not be, acquiring anything which is illegal and refusing to pay the taxes of the government. So if you are cheating upon that, as a result of that, you may be able to have beautiful houses, but you will be far away from taqwa. So therefore, Allah Almighty says that the thing which Allah Almighty has provided to cover up your weaknesses and to beautify you, the permissible means which have been given to you, you have to make use of that. Always remember that libas-e-taqwa, the dress of righteousness, is the best one. If you are always mindful of that, then the other requirements of the life for the beautification, you will always be acting in such a way as Allah Almighty requires from you. And as your father Adam tried to cover his body when he was misled by Satan, so the children of Adam, they should always remember this thing, that the fear of Allah and this thing that Allah Almighty should not become angry with you, if they are always mindful of that and they are constantly seeking forgiveness their sins, and with prayers and worship they are always seeking His help and assistance and succor, then all these vulgarities in the world, they will be completely safeguarded from that. They will be protected from that. Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam says that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, the libasu taqwa has been mentioned. And this is the wording used in the Holy Quran. This is actually pointing out this fact that the spiritual beauty and adornment is attained through righteousness, through taqwa. And taqwa means that one should be all the trusts and the covenants and the promises of Allah Almighty and the human beings and the promises which He has made, one should always be mindful of that. And all the delicate and hidden aspects of that, one should be abiding by those. And whatever are the deeper meanings of that, one should be finding out those and acting according to those one. That is the meaning of taqwa. He says that it is essential for our jamaat that as far as possible, each one of them should always be walking on the path of righteousness so that he can get the pleasure of the acceptance of prayer and the enjoyment of that could be attained. And as a result of that, he can increase in his faith. So this is the minimum requirement which is set for us, that we should always keep taqwa in front of our eyes, that our beauty and our adornment is not through the dress or through wealth or through houses or through decoration. These are not the means of our adornment. But the real decoration, which is a spiritual decoration, that is through that dress, which is the dress of taqwa. And this is actually should be the motto of an Ahmadi. This should be the objective of an Ahmadi. And how to achieve this libasu taqwa? He says that all the promises that you have made to Allah Almighty, and you have to do full justice to that. You fulfill those, all the covenants. And similarly, the promises that you make to other people, fulfill that. For an Ahmadi, what is the way of doing this? There are Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained before us in the form of 10 conditions of bath. He has given us the roadmap of all these things, and he has required from us that we should be we try our level best as far as possible to fulfill all these 10 conditions of bath, and we should try very hard sincerely. The very first condition I tell you very briefly is that in no circumstances I should be setting up partner with Allah Almighty. One shirk is apparent, one is hidden. In the daily life, there are so many engagements and so many things that we have to do which can sometime take our minds away from worship and make us indifferent to that one. But we should always remember that our real beauty is in the worship of Allah Almighty. And our real interest is in this one, and benefit is in that one, that we should abstain from even those hidden types of shirk, the setting of partners, which sometime come in front of us. And in the second condition, he has mentioned all those vices which in daily matters he confronts with those things. And it is very essential for a believer to abstain from all those things. For example, telling falsehood and bad eye, adultery. Zina does not mean, the adultery does not mean fornication, that one should be actually doing that. But the bad thoughts, if they are coming to the mind again and again and one enjoys that one, that is also tantamount to that one. Then fisk and fujur and the bad things, any action through which there is disorder created in the society, that is a part of fisk and fujur. And injustice and cheating and breaking the promises, and whether it's a jamaat community, talking against the community or the jamaat, and any other thing which is unlawful and wrong, if the person is instigated to do those things, one should always try to suppress that. So this is the promise that we have already given, this undertaking we have given. And then the five daily prayers, Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to their instruction, we have to observe those prayers regularly. After the construction of the mosque, in particularly, you should have it as a matter of reminder. And in order to increase in taqwa, not only the obligatory prayers are there, you should also pay attention to the offering of tahajjud prayer. And also invoking blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because for the acceptance of our prayer, the means that we have been granted to us, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we do not offer the durood, then the prayers are useless. And this is the means through which we can also get success in the field of tabligh and get good results of that. This is the durood which can reform our conditions to the higher places of betterment. Then we should be regular in istighfar. We should be glorifying Allah Almighty and expressing our thanks for the bounties of Allah. And the fourth condition is that generally all people, all human beings, and particularly the Muslims, one should not be inflicting any harm because of one's selfish emotions and feelings. If we start acting upon that one, then all the the personal indifferences will differences will be removed. And the fifth condition is that in every circumstances we have to be very, very loyal to Allah Almighty. Whatever may be the condition, we never have to abandon this link with Allah Almighty. The sixth condition is that all the worldly desires should be completely subdued, and we have only do whatever has been asked from us by Allah and Allah His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seventh is that arrogance and self-ego, we should abandon that, and modesty and humbleness and kindness and good manners to other people is also very much required. And this promise is also there that for the sake of Islam and we life or property, our progeny, we will be loving Islam more than anything anything else. And with all the faculties given by God, we have to give everything possible for the beneficence of mankind. And the last condition is that we have to have a complete obedience with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also the love. It should be such that we do not have a similar love with anything else. And then after him, this covenant continues to Khilafat Ahmadiyya as well, that we have to carry it out in relation to Khilafat Ahmadiyya, that every maruf decision of the Khilafat, we have to abide by that. And when you have firm faith in Khilafat, that this is the blessing and bounty from Allah Almighty, then anything, any decision which is issued by the Khilafat, and that will be a maruf decision in the light of the Quran and the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have mentioned in brief, Huzur says that this quality of taqwa, the condition which is required there, and in order to and also fulfilling that covenant that we have made with these things, when we will go for worship to the mosque, as Allah Almighty has mentioned, Allah Almighty says, Ya Bani Adama, خُزُو زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, that O children of Adam, that when you go to the mosque with your dress of taqwa, you always go with that one. You take your beautification adornment with you. And the adornment is meant here, which is that libas-e-taqwa which I have mentioned, which has been mentioned previously. Although, if we ponder over these conditions, which are the conditions of Bayt, and summary of which I have just mentioned, and abiding by that is the promise that we make, if we act upon all these things, then we go to Allah Almighty and we submit to Him, and we, for that purpose we go to the mosque, then we will be able to absorb the blessings of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that if repeatedly you have to have the mercy of Allah Almighty, then you should acquire taqwa, and all those which are displeasing to Allah Almighty, we must abandon those, we must leave those, all these things. And unless you don't have the state of fear of Allah, then you cannot have the acquire the quality of taqwa. Try to become a pious man, muttaqi. And those people who are not muttaqi, then those people who are muttaqi, the true righteous people, they are safeguarded and protected by Allah Almighty. If people want to be protected through other means, they can't. Always remember that the prayers will not be accepted if you are not a righteous person. And if you are righteous, there are two types of taqwa. One is regarding your knowledge, and the second is about your action. If the religious knowledge is not acquired unless you are a righteous person. And so in order to have your worships accepted in the way of Allah, we have to have the quality of righteousness and taqwa. And then Huzur says, the knowledge of religion is not acquired unless you are a muttaqi, and the prayer and fasting and other worship, they remain defective unless a person becomes really muttaqi. So therefore, in order to make your worships acceptable, then we have to have the quality of taqwa in us. And taqwa, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, is means that the covenants made to Allah and the trusts given in the name of Allah Almighty, if we take care of those and fulfill those, then this taqwa will be created in us. And all the promises and covenants and the trust which we have taken from them, if we are faithful in that, only then we will be walking in the right direction of taqwa. Then we will be following those paths which actually take us closer to Allah Almighty. and which make it possible for us to absorb the blessings of Allah and do full justice to the requirements of the mosques. And in this respect, we have to be very sincere and by offering the prayer and also conveying the message of Islam is one of the requirements. As I have mentioned earlier on, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this very point, that through the mosque there are more opportunities of tabligh which are laid open. So Allah Almighty give you all the blessings which are related with this mosque and increase you in virtues and goodness, and also give you the mutual love and affection, and you are creating such an atmosphere. The office holders, they should also have full realization of their responsibilities with love and affection and devotion. They should be discharging their duties. And the member of the Jamaat as well, they should be understanding the Nizam-e-Jamaat, the administration of the Jamaat. They should be obedient to this system. Allah Almighty may look after the old Ahmadis and keep them attached to the institution of Khilafat, and also the newcomers, and a large number of them, they had a collective meeting with me yesterday. From their faces and from their talks and from their actions, it is quite clear to see that they are devoted and loyal, and they have the love for Khilafat and close attachment with the Khilafat, and obedience and love is very, very evident, as I could see. So Allah Almighty may also further strengthen their this relationship of them. For the sake of Ahmadiyyat, they should become useful people, useful member of the community, and those who are increasing in taqwa. Before that, I was told by Majid Sahib that 28th December 84, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, during the visit to France, he mentioned this his vision for the first time, on which he saw on the dial of the clock the figure of 10, and which was shining. And this was, he had this understanding at that time, this idea came, that this is the date of the Friday the 10th, not the time. So today as well, by the, incidentally, it is the decree of Allah Almighty, it is the Friday 10th today. And this is the opening of the very first mosque in France. And may Allah all the blessings which are related and connected with the Friday the 10th, regarding which the glad tiding was given to the Khalifatul Masih Rabe, and Allah Almighty fulfills those things in so many ways, in so many forms. So my prayer is that Allah Almighty, this may be connected with this mosque as well. And this mosque, this becomes a milestone towards the progress, in the progress of this community here in this country. And several centuries ago, we know that the Muslims came through Spain into France. But here they found, they were confronted with opposition, and this materialism was also there, and they had to be, retreat. Because at that time, this materialism was very strong, the elements of that were very strong. But the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the weapon which was given to him, that is so effective a weapon which is going to win the hearts of people and which can never be defeated, which cannot be overpowered. And this weapon is such which actually gives the life to people. So Ahmadis here in this country, they should keep this point in mind, that you are the among the servants and the of the promised Messiah, the Masih Muhammadi. So this time the attack is not from outside, from to France. Rather, Allah Almighty has given you the opportunity to launch this campaign from within France. So don't let this opportunity go out of your hand. So through your worship, through your good contact and opportunities of tabligh, and raise all these standards, so that the right-minded people, they are able to come under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as early as possible. May Allah enable all of you to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا